Here we got latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news that Barcelona are reportedly keen for an option to buy deal to be included in any loan move for Man City's Raheem Sterling. The 26-year-old continues to struggle for regular starts under Pep Guardiola, has admitted that he could be tempted into a move elsewhere. Sterling supposedly still wants to fight for his place in the 11. Barcelona have been tipped to test their resolve, though, in January. According to reports of the Mirror, Barcelona plan to initially loan Sterling over the winter before triggering a clause to make his deal permanent at the head of the 2022-23 season. Report adds that Barca hopes City will be more inclined to send him out on loan to a different league rather than that of an English rival. Staying with Sterling, and he is one of two players from City's squad that has withdrawn from England's World Cup qualifier against San Marino on Monday. Crystal Palace midfielder Sam Gallagher has been on loan from Crystal Palace from Chelsea. He makes a step up from the 21s. Grealish and Raheem Sterling are among a number of players that were unable to play in Monday's match. It gets underway at 7:45, and of course, its fellow City players John Stones, Kyle Walker, and Phil Foden remain on duty, hoping to make a big impression. Into other news, reports have suggested that Harry Kane's performances for England have continued to boost Man City's hopes they can sign him in at the window. But for now, they're also looking at Hwang Hee-chan, who's on loan at Wolves. Reports suggest they're trying to get a permanent transfer done at Wolves, but they could be gazumped by a number of big Premier League clubs that also want to finalise a deal. That's all then. For the latest headlines, we will have more news later.